to the Buckmaster Show on this, the Wednesday, the 20th, excuse me, Tuesday, I'm a day ahead of myself here, the 27th of March, 2012. Hope you are having a good day. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our friends in Cochise County in southeastern Arizona listening to the Buckmaster Show on KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear our programs on any of three venues for 24/7, anytime, anywhere in the world, listening at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We'll get things going as we ask the question, should Arizonans extend the soon-to-expire special sales tax for education? We'll address that question in a few moments. Then 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley will be joining me in studio, and we kind of get an idea of how the market is doing by whether Shelley's got a big smile on his face. And today, I think the best way to describe it is smile neutral. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly segment exploring issues concerning your pet's health as we talk with another of the specialists at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. 45 minutes past the hour, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs, Tom Collier, will be joining us. We are encouraging you to always join in the conversation anytime during the program. 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. You can also email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, where we reached a milestone on Facebook, 2,000 friends of the Buckmaster Show. We're happy about that. We'll get things going now with a story about the initiative drive now underway seeking to make permanent the temporary 1 cent sales tax that is set to expire next year. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Ann Eve Peterson, president of the Arizona Education Parent Network. Ann Eve, how are you today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well, and we're very curious about this campaign that you are spearheading. What's at stake here, Ann Eve?
Well, a lot's at stake. You know, not only the future of our, you know, million school children in the state, but also Arizona's economy. And, you know, Arizona voters are very pragmatic people. They understand that the economy and education are completely linked together. And so we have found widespread support for what we're doing here, which is extending the 1 cent that voters overwhelmingly passed and directing those funds to help improve education in the state of Arizona.
And Eve, tell us, what is in this measure?
Well, what this would do is it's an investment measure in education. So by passing this, we would prevent the legislature from making any further cuts to K-12 education. And then we would invest in education across the board, not just K-12, but our community colleges, our universities, our very successful vocational education programs, and our adult GED programs. And in terms of the K-12 piece, what's really important for voters to understand is that we have, in the past several years, put into place a series of reforms that will be going online in our schools over the next 2 years. And they have really raised the bar for our students and our educators. So we have a new, very rigorous curriculum that's coming online called the Common Core. We now, starting next year, are going to be requiring that all third graders be reading at grade level or be held back. We have a new district and school grading system where if you don't move your lowest performers up, you could risk getting a D or an F and all the penalties that come with those. And there's also a new teacher and principal evaluation system that links a third to half of their evaluation to how their students are actually performing academically. So we've, in essence, raised the bar for our student teachers and schools, but we haven't given them the pull that they need to vault over that bar. So we want our students to be able to succeed. We want our educators and schools to succeed. But we've got to give them some resources to be able to do that.
So this proposal, is higher education included, including scholarships?
Yes, absolutely. We want to ensure that the pathways to higher education remain accessible for the middle class. So what we've done is included a scholarship fund for Arizona students, and those funds can go for scholarships. And as we know, the cost of education, higher education, has really gone up dramatically because of the state cutbacks in education funding. So we've seen very steep tuition hikes. So this can help our Arizona students and their families cope with that. The other part of the university funding goes for operations and infrastructure. So again, if we can provide that investment, we could keep tuition down. And so that's something that is really going to benefit a vast number of our students and their families. There's also a community college scholarship fund that is being created, and that doesn't exist right now. So there would be state funds providing scholarships for community college students, and also an investment in our career and technical education programs, both in the community colleges and the high schools. And, you know, when we read about America's economy, what we keep reading over and over again is that we're sort of missing this middle grouping of employees who maybe haven't gone on for a four-year degree, but have graduated from high school and need specialized skills to fill some very specialized jobs. And typically, you go to your community college to get those specialized skills. But again, Arizona has been divesting from community colleges, from education across the board, and we need to be really careful about making sure we invest in the right places. And that is definitely a very important place for us to invest as a state, so that we can draw those good companies who are looking for states that have people with those skills to be able to fill very specialized jobs that they would like to bring to Arizona. But right now, because we don't invest in education, they don't come here.
We're speaking with Ann Eve Peterson, president of the Arizona Education Parent Network, and Ann Eve and her group is pushing for a permanent 1 cent sales tax for education. The Arizona Daily Star had an editorial, and there was a column in the Arizona Republic that perhaps this initiative is, I think, what did the Star called it, everything under the kitchen sink or something like that, includes too much. What do you say to that?
You know, the other two components of this are really, again, very much linked to education and the economy. So, first of all, there's a transportation component. And as we know, the state of Arizona legislators have been raiding something, it's technically called the HERF fund, but it's basically our state road money. And they raid it for other purposes. And as a result, I mean, in Tucson, we see the effects of this every day with horrible pothole problems. We heard recently that there are some very much needed improvements to I-10 and I-19 that are going to have to be put off for 5 years, and it's largely due to the raids on that fund. So what we do here is we say, state legislature, you can't raid those funds anymore. They have to go to where they were intended to go, which is to road projects. And we have an infrastructure fund that will help create jobs immediately by helping restore some of the funds that have not been coming to our cities and counties over the last number of years for road improvement projects. And this is completely tied to the economy. And there was a very good article recently where Professor Lee McFeeters, who heads up the J.P. Morgan Chase Economic Outlook Center in Arizona, said, look, if you want to improve Arizona's economy, there are two things that you need to do. Improve the education system, and invest in transportation. And so that's exactly what we're doing here. It's very much in line with what this is, which is the Quality Education and Jobs Initiative.
Do you think that folks 3 years ago when they were voting on this, if it had been made as permanent, portrayed as permanent, would they have voted for it as permanent?
You know what's so interesting about that bill is there was polling done back at that time. And there was only a 1 percentage point difference between making it permanent or having it stay temporary. So voters at that time were very much willing to make it permanent. And, you know, it just the governor didn't proceed that way, but she could have and it would have passed.
Let me ask you, is dependence on sales tax revenues too undependable and subject to the ups and downs of the economy, Ann Eve?
Well, it is subject somewhat, you know, to the economy. You know, other taxes are perhaps a little bit more stable. But what we find is that Arizona voters feel most comfortable with this revenue source. And I think maybe it's because people feel like, well, I can control what I purchase. If it's a tax on my home or my income, I don't have as much say over that. But I really can control what I purchase. And so Arizona voters seem much more willing to raise revenues that way than any other way.
We're speaking with Annie Peterson, president of the Arizona Education Parent Network. The initiative drive that Annie Eve and her friends have launched would seek to make the permanent temporary 1 cent sales tax, which is set to expire next year. What kind of signatures do you need? Do you foresee any difficulty getting this on the ballot?
No. In fact, we are on a record pace in terms of collecting signatures. I think we're outpacing most initiative efforts in the recent past. So absolutely not. We have to gather, it's the exact number, is 172,809,000 signatures by July 5th. You always want to gather, about 30% more than that because some can get stricken on technicalities. So, but we're on a very, clear path to get there. We have a vast statewide effort, and we're collecting signatures all over the state. And just as a little anecdote, we were out at the Tucson Festival of Books a few weekends ago, and people were literally standing in line to sign this petition. And it was people of all political persuasions. And it was very, sort of good to see that when we went and took this took it out for a poll, we saw that there was widespread support for this among people of all different ages, backgrounds, affiliations. And to actually see that sort of exemplified in person was really exciting, and have people standing in line to sign this petition. So there's something about this that really resonates with Arizona voters, and that's incredibly encouraging. And it's something also, Bill, that I think is so positive. In the election cycles, we know how negative things can get and how nasty. And I think the idea that we can give voters here something really positive that they can do this election cycle and something constructive rather than destructive also really resonates with people as well.
Annie Peterson, thank you very much. What's your website for folks that want more information?
It's www.qualityeducationandjobs.com.
Okay, Annie Peterson, thank you very much for being with us on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Annie Peterson talking about making the temporary sales tax permanent. Shelley Fishman is next. We're going to talk about money. We've been talking money here at the beginning of the show and the economy. We continue now with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman. That's next.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1222. It is time for our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. And we always like to kid Shelley a little bit about what I call the informal Dow Jones Industrial Shelley Fishman Smile Index. Today, it's kind of neutral.
It's flat.
Yeah, it's flat. Yeah. It's been a real kind of a quiet day on the street.
Well, yesterday was a kind of a not quiet day on the street. So, you know, so long as we maintain the gains yesterday, then you know, if we can kind of stick them there and they stay around, that's a great thing.
Consumer sentiment and housing were forefront, I guess, in today's economic headlines.
Yeah, consumer sentiment seems to be staying on the uptick, and housing around the country, at least the price of existing housing, seems to be down yet again, but not in Arizona.
We want to talk a little bit about diversification, and today I think you're going to touch on what we could say is a new take on diversifying. And,
yeah,
and you talk a lot about diversifying your portfolio and keeping your portfolio fresh and with some instruments in there that are going to keep you diversified.
Well, you know, we've spoken on this program a lot about how things have changed over the past decade and what was an appropriate portfolio for people 10, 15 years ago. People with the same risk tolerance and time frames today, perhaps that kind of portfolio doesn't work as well as it used to. And so what is coming out of the research being done right now is that what we thought of as a well-diversified portfolio 10 or 15 years ago is no longer a diversified portfolio for a lot of reasons. Number one, more and more companies that you invest in are invested heavily overseas. So what you might have thought was 10 or 15% exposure to overseas companies is now maybe 40 or 50% exposure. And so you thought you were, you know, diversifying or buying into overseas companies deliberately, and yet you're buying into them kind of by accident. The other thing is the emergence of emerging markets has really made the requirement for diversification into emerging markets even stronger. But what we're beginning to see is even more important than diversification is a lack of correlation or a low correlation among your assets. Now, this is going to get a little technical, Bill, but it really is important to know that the reason you diversify is so that if something goes up and something else goes down, they kind of cancel each other, and so they stabilize the portfolio and reduce volatility. What we're finding more important than the kind of diversification we used to think about is that the correlation between your investments has to be low. So if you have, for instance, treasuries in your portfolio and you want to have something else that is also fixed income, you have to look for the kind of bonds that would have a low correlation with treasuries, so that when treasuries move up, they might move down and vice versa. That would be, for instance, municipal bonds or municipal bond funds would tend not to go in the same direction or be in lockstep with treasuries. Same thing with certain industries. You know, it used to be that when commodities went one way, durables would go another way. Well, it turns out that those correlations are breaking down somewhat. Used to be that there was a very low correlation between what was called value stocks and what were called growth stocks. Well, it turns out now that correlation is very, very high. So all of the traditional models in portfolio theory are kind of up for grabs right now. And why it's important to an investor is, number one, it's very important to have that conversation with your advisor. But if you've got a 401k, and this is the thing that people just don't get, where there are no advisors, where you're kind of on your own, that you really have to look differently and more thoroughly at your 401k to see how it's being managed or how you're managing it to make sure that you don't accidentally wind up with all one thing in your portfolio in terms of what goes up, and what goes down. You need to spread it out in such a way that you can survive the ups and downs of the market.
It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, a lot of people never even look at their 401k.
You know, they put them on autopilot. They say, well, it doesn't matter.
That's a huge mistake, isn't it?
It really is. And especially coming off of a recession or a depression where people just panicked, put their 401k assets into fixed income. Typically, these are, you know, 1, 2, or 3% return investments, and then out of fear or just forgetting about it, they've left them there. So now that we have inflation back in the 3% range, they're actually losing money in their 401k because it's not making any more than inflation. So you've got to manage it. I think you've got to manage it at least once a year. You generally do it by going online. Most of the 401k plans will give you some access to some investment professionals who can kind of help or at least guide you. And if nothing else, take a look at the year you're going to retire and buy a large part of the fund that has that year in the fund name, which means it's managed for you.
Don't not look. I mean, just don't let it sit.
It should never, ever be on autopilot.
And of course, when we're talking about diversification, you've talked about this a lot. It does depend on your age.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of stability that you require in your portfolio is a function of how soon you're going to need the money. If you've got a bunch of volatility in the portfolio and you need that money when that portfolio is at a low point because the economy is entering a recession, then, you know, you're just kind of out of luck.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Where can folks get a hold of Shelley Fishman?
At the Pyramid Federal Credit Union, 795-7950.
And as far as your emails?
That's www.shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, Fishman, F-I-S-H-M-A-N, one word, shelleyfishman.com.
And there's more information about Shelley and a link to his website, easy at buckmastershow.com. Have a great week, Shelley.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If the government makes people buy health insurance, what else might they be forced to buy? That was a recurring question during today's Supreme Court arguments over the health insurance mandate that's part of the president's health care law. A federal judge is dismissing the most serious charges against seven members of a Michigan militia. They had been accused of plotting a war against the federal government. One person still missing from the area near Denver where a wildfire has destroyed at least 16 homes. The bodies of two people have been found, but authorities don't yet know whether their deaths were caused by the fire. On Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the Dow currently unchanged at 13,241. The NASDAQ is up 11 points. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall Best Continuing Care Retirement Community and Interior Design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month here, we focus on animal care issues on the Buckmaster Show, the segment about Specialty Animal Care is presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us on this month's Animal Care segment is Dr. Cindy Donnelly, a veterinary dermatologist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Donnelly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what a veterinary dermatologist is.
A veterinary dermatologist is a specialist, and we diagnose and treat diseases of both the skin and the ears.
And how come my primary care vet cannot treat my pet with allergies or skin problems?
Well, they can. However, they don't usually have the advanced training and diagnostic equipment that a specialist does. Just like in human medicine, you would probably either, if you had a skin problem, go see your dermatologist or go see your primary care doctor, and they would refer you to a dermatologist. It's the same in veterinary medicine as well.
And what type of pets do you see?
I see mainly dogs and cats, but veterinary dermatologists are trained to see all species of animals.
And do certain species, are they more prone to allergies or skin problems?
No, most animals do have allergies and skin problems. Certain breeds have more problems than other breeds, but all your species do.
And what are some of the more common reasons that a client would come to see the work you're doing as a veterinary dermatologist?
Well, about 90% of the cases that I see are allergy cases, especially inhalant allergies, but they can also be food allergies. We also see a lot of secondary infections, both ear infections and skin infections, that are a result of allergies. In addition, we see skin cancers, we see immune-mediated skin disease, and also endocrine disease that results in hair loss.
How common are skin cancers for animals?
They're probably as common as in humans, or, you know, equivalent. We do see them. They're probably about 10% of what we see.
And, you know, with dermatologists and skin cancers, we humans are always worried about melanomas, basal cells, and precancer skin conditions. Is the same applied to a dog or a cat?
Depending on the animal, their hair coat does protect them from that. However, white animals are a lot more prone, animals that don't have as much hair, especially animals that are rather bare on their abdomen, that like to go out and sunbathe, they are more prone to skin cancers.
We're talking with Dr. Cindy Donnelly, a veterinary dermatologist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. So basically we're saying that my dog or cat can have allergies or skin cancer problems just like people.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when you as a human, your allergies are flaring, your animal's allergies will be flaring as well.
And what are some of the symptoms that we should be looking for?
The primary things that you usually see are licking, biting, scratching, chewing, especially the paws and the feet. But they'll a lot of times get secondary infections, so you'll see redness, crusting, scaling, things like that. Things that people don't often recognize as symptoms of allergies are animals that will scoot. You know, they think it's an anal gland problem, but they'll be scooting. And also ear problems. Ear problems are really most often secondary to allergies.
How do you treat the animals with their skin problems?
Well, depending on what they're coming in for. If they're coming in for allergies, a lot of times we do skin testing. We do food trials with hyperallergenic diets. We also do medication both topically and orally. And then for other diseases, we do things like skin biopsies, skin cultures. For our ear diseases, we have a video otoscope. We use CT scan. We use both surgical and therapeutic lasers in both treatment of skin diseases and ear diseases.
Is there any question about when the animal may have a certain kind of odor? Can that indicate a problem with a skin?
It certainly can. When animals have been scratching a lot, it'll cause their sebaceous glands to secrete more stuff. And this will mix with the bacteria on the skin, and you will get a funny odor. So, yes, it can certainly be an indication.
You've had a fascinating career. I'm looking at your credentials, and they're actually very impressive. You started out, you're a native of New Mexico. You went up to the Northwest. At one time, you were a veterinarian at the Safari Wild Animal Park in Israel. What was that like?
That was really fun. It was more, I tagged along with the main veterinarian, but it was really fun. We got to do a lot of work with exotic animals, and I enjoyed that a lot.
Why did you decide to go into dermatology?
There are a couple of reasons. I knew in the very beginning that I did want to specialize, and I like dermatology because most of my animals, while they may have chronic problems, they're usually problems that can be managed. I don't euthanize animals very often. The clients usually end up staying with me long-term because their treatment and is more a management situation. So I get a lot of client contact with the same people over a long period of time, as well as having the thrill of keeping animals under control without doing much euthanasia.
Of course, one of the challenges of working with animals is the fact that animals cannot communicate directly with us or our physicians about what is ailing them. And so when it comes to allergies, this can be kind of a mystery, can't it?
You know, they're usually letting you know in some way, you know, either by their skin lesions, you know, the owner, they're keeping the owners up at night, scratching, biting, chewing. So they are letting you know in their way.
How about cats that have an acne problem? Feline acne.
Feline acne. It's a problem where, you know, on their along their chin they get these little bumps.
Yes.
And it's something that we can do topical therapies with. We can do oral therapies, combination of those two.
You know, when you're getting back to the treatment, and if you do with a human, of course, you perhaps are given a cream, and you're told to put the cream on maybe 3 times a day. But when the client is given something to treat at home, that can be a problem, can't it?
It certainly can. Client compliance is one of the most important aspects of getting these animals better, because usually it's something they're going to be doing long term. But it's amazing how many people really stick with it, and it makes their animals a lot more comfortable.
We had a question. The caller did not want to go on the air about yeast infections, Dr. Donnelly, in the ear. Is that fairly common?
It is fairly common. Ear infections are primarily secondary problems to allergies. The ears produce a lot of wax when the animals are allergic, and that just sets up a nice environment for both yeast and bacteria to grow. So yeast infections are quite common, and they're usually secondary to allergies.
We're speaking with Dr. Cindy Donnelly, a veterinary dermatologist at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. How about food allergies? How do we know if the animal is having problems with a certain kind of food?
A lot of times they'll have just itching. Sometimes they'll also have some GI signs. About 25% of your animals will have GI signs as well. But a lot of times it affects their face and their abdominal areas more specifically. Sometimes you'll see a reaction a couple hours after they eat. Sometimes it just has to be, you have to weed it out from inhalant allergies. You treat them or work up them for inhalant allergies, and if they don't respond, then we need to do a food trial to make sure they're not food allergic. Most animals that do have food allergies also have inhalant allergies.
How about those little collars that we see on dogs to keep them, I guess, from scratching? Are those pretty effective?
You know, they may help a little bit, but I'm not sure that they're you know, the main something that you should rely on is the main therapy.
You don't usually rely on that as the primary therapy then?
No, I don't.
Where should folks, how do folks get a hold of you if they would like to make an appointment if they suspect that their dog or cat has allergies or skin problems?
They should call me at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, and our phone number is 520-795-9955.
Dr. Cindy Donnelly, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Cindy Donnelly, a veterinary dermatologist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1248. Well, the maker of Pink Slime suspended operations this week at all but one plant where the beef ingredient is made, acknowledging recent public uproar over the product and how it has cost the company business. Tom Collier is the consumer affairs contributor to the Buckmaster Show. He joins us now. Boy, you talk about a story that has had legs, Tom Collier.
Absolutely. When your product is known popularly as pink slime, you don't stand a chance. Their term for their product is lean, finely textured beef. And that's creates quite a different mental image than pink slime.
Oh, man. But the beef industry says that the pink slime is 100% beef.
Well, it may well be, but it depends on how you define beef. When people hear the phrase mechanically deboned or mechanically manufactured, this is one of the types of products that we're talking about. Now, when you hear mechanically deboned beef or pork or chicken, what do you think of? Little robots out there scraping the meat off the bones, perhaps, you know, but that's not what mechanically deboned, the mechanical deboning process is. In the meat processing industry, not just beef, but pork and chicken and presumably lamb, when they have a mechanical deboning process, they're talking about a large cylinder with a sieve at the bottom. I'm talking tanker truck size, and it has a piston in it, and the bones and cartilaginous remaining cartilage and ligaments and tendons that are left over from the meat that you buy in the shrink wrap in the meat counter is tossed into that big bin, and then a ram presses it through the sieve, and that goes on for several times until it's been processed. Now, because they have through increasingly finer sieves, so they wind up with a product that probably does have fecal material in it and other things like that. So they have to sanitize it. Well, the process then is they put it through an ammonia solution to sanitize it. Well, if you put this finely textured meat or pink slime, if you want to call it that, through this process and you've run it through ammonia to sanitize it or washed it in ammonia to sanitize it, what's it going to taste like? So they actually have to reflavor it with artificial flavors to make it taste like beef or pork or chicken, and then it can be molded and turned into patties and dare I use the word nuggets.
Pink
give you
slime.
Some idea of how those things are manufactured.
Pink slime. It's a term that I believe was coined by a federal microbiologist.
Right. One of the federal microbiologists who was examining the nutritional value came up with the phrase pink slime. But let me talk for a little bit about how the language that is used to describe a product creates an image in your mind. Your mind's imagination, your mind's eye, if you want to call it, is actively solicited in the use of these words. And there are people up on Madison Avenue in New York who are paid gazillions of dollars to come up with phrases that create a mental picture in your mind. When you say mechanically deboned, okay? Mm-hmm. Little robots, no. It's a big, huge cylinder the size of a tanker truck with a piston in it that presses the meat and the debris through a sieve until it looks like pink slime. So when you talk about something like that, pink slime versus lean, finely textured beef, you're talking about the mental image that is created. Cage-free is another mm-hmm. one. You see a lot of that when it comes to eggs. Well, and everybody's seen the pictures of the poor layer hens cooped up in the 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot cages. So gosh, cage-free. What's your mental image when you hear cage-free? Oh, it's the little red hen and her chicks
very
pecking
happy,
around the little house on the prairie.
Happy chicks.
And scratching.
Yeah.
Well, wrong.
Yeah.
You have these same long, mile-long warehouses, except they don't have cages in them, but they have thousands and thousands of birds that are congregated on the floor. Yeah. Well, that's cage-free. They're not lying to you, but it's not Little House on the Prairie with the mama hen and her chicks scratching around. So that's how the mental images are created. It's really important.
Words do matter, don't they, Tom Collier?
They do. And even, for example, on Facebook now, the big talk, the big rage, the big topic on Facebook is, oh, man, when I read the Hunger Games, I didn't imagine that character as being a black. So there's actually some people who are upset because in the movie, a couple of the protagonists in the Hunger Games are portrayed by black actors. Well, my mind's eye, I didn't create an image that way.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, but that's an example of how the power of your own mental faculties can lead you to make decisions that, in the case of pink slime, may not be in your best nutritional interest. And it's an example of how a phrase like pink slime has moved the industry to stop doing it.
And, you know, let's switch gears here because talking a little bit about cars and trucks that are being stolen and then taken out of the country, certain vehicles more desirable than others.
If you have a quad cab, four-wheel drive pickup truck, you know, the kind that has the four doors on it and it's four-wheel drive, that is absolutely gold in this part of the country. In fact, if you live in Tucson, it's only 60 miles to Mexico. And probably if your truck gets stolen, before you wake up, that truck is in Mexico being fenced by people. In fact, it happened in my neighborhood a couple of days ago. An individual had his truck stolen, and we were talking with the sheriff's deputy because it was my immediate next-door neighbor, and I saw the patrol car there. And one of the things which has happened in Tucson, and maybe it's around the country, is crime follows trends. And if you sit in front of your television set and you've seen these commercials for we'll buy your gold, we'll buy your mm-hmm. gold, and the commercials that say and the ads say, well, don't buy from them, buy from us because right. we'll give you more. That apparently is something that the thieves and break-in artists are paying attention to. The deputy was telling me they're not interested in your big TV or your electronics or your high-end computers anymore because those are too hard to fence. Right now, when they break into a house, they dump every drawer and they're looking for gold and jewelry. Because that's easier to fence. That's easier to sell. There's no particular requirement when you go into one of these gold buying agencies that you prove that it's your gold. So that's one of the things which is a trend in crime which you can look to and be fairly sure that it's happening and decide how you want to protect yourself.
Scam alert. Tax season.
Ah, yes. Scams depend on panic and being pressed for time and not have a lot of time to investigate a scam. If you haven't filed your taxes yet and you're putting it off until the last minute, a lot of times people think, oh, I'll file online. And there are opportunities and places where you can calculate your taxes and file online. Some of them are put out by legitimate tax companies. I'll mention two of the larger ones, H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt. But there are companies that have websites that are not legitimate, and you put your tax information in, and before you press the send button, you wind up having sent all your personal, most intimate financial information
including
your social security number, mm-hmm. your employer, to identity thieves. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's happening in the tax preparation area, particularly online, is these fake sites are being used and stolen identification information is being used to file legitimate taxes with the Internal Revenue Service so the scammers can get your refund. So the IRS is going to be calling. If that happens to you, you're going to get a call from the IRS saying, why did you file twice? I didn't file twice. Some scammers filed using my name and my information, and hopefully they didn't get my refund, but it could happen.
What's this new Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CPFB?
You don't hear much about it.
No.
It's the newest consumer watchdog agency to be created at the federal level since, oh gosh, I think it was the Nixon White House where Betty Friedan was the consumer proponent in the White House Office of Consumer Affairs. This is an agency which has been created in response to the banking scandals and the mortgage meltdown and those scandals where consumers have been damaged by actions of banks, by actions of lenders, by actions of credit card companies, and this is the area of its responsibility. It is one which most people are generally unaware of because it's only been around for, well, it's only had been around for a year, and the president had to appoint the head of it through a recess appointment because he couldn't get any cooperation from Congress. And this is, the argument back and forth politically is, oh my gosh, this is regulation, increases the cost of doing business. Well, as a consumer, if you've been messed with, if you have been damaged as a consumer, your recourse and the resources that you have to go get something done about it are diminishing. And this is one of the areas now where if you have a problem with a bank, if you have a problem with a credit union, if you have a problem with a financial agency, with a lender, with credit cards, with a payday lender, we don't have them in Arizona anymore, or with a one of those car title lenders, the Consumer Protection Bureau, this new federal agency, is one of the places where you can go and should go.
And I assume they probably have a website, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
They do, cpfb.gov.
Okay, Tom Collier, thank you very much. Always good information, especially about
CFPB.gov, I beg your pardon.
CFPB.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
.gov. Tom Collier, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part from Splendido, our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And if you're looking for a good CPA, a good certified public accountant, we want to recommend Michael C. Flowers. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger, and Associates Certified Public Accountants. They are located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Flowers and Rieger, the CPA firm of The Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow, we'll lead off the show with Dr. Victoria Mazes, who heads up the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. That's the center that was founded by Dr. Andrew Weil. Also, we'll spend the second half of the program with Chuck Huckleberry, Pima County Administrator, will be here. And I'm sure we will be talking about the pothole problem and what the county is going to do to at least attempt to fix some of these deteriorating roads around Pima County. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.